Evolution Exposed, Reaching Public Schools.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is opening a large creation museum and planetarium later this year. Ken, tell us about this new exciting way our ministry of Answers in Genesis is reaching public school students with the creation message.
Well, the problem we have with the American public education system is that creationists are not allowed to speak to science classes in almost all public schools. Also, most teachers have been intimidated by secular humanists to believe they can't give any information against evolution to their students. It's so sad, you know, that information is being censored from millions of young people. But at Answers in Genesis, we set out to reach these students with the creation gospel message. One of our writers, who was once a public school science teacher and curricular appraiser, well, he obtained the three main biology textbooks used in public schools in America. And then he found every reference to evolution and millions of years. He then gave the creationist answer to each argument and also provided web links to more detailed articles for students to read on our website. As of late 2006, over 40,000 Evolution Exposed were distributed to public school students across the nation. And you know, the more students receive such information, the more they'll question evolution and be open to the truth of the Bible and the gospel.
Most students have never heard what the Bible teaches about the origin of the universe. For some fascinating reading, go to our website and read our free booklet, Astronomy in the Bible. Just go to AnswersRadio.com.